The size of this ice storm is massive and has the full attention of everyone in Austin. Governor Abbott has received a briefing, and KRLD's LP Phillips is live to break down what he said. LP.
Heather, the roads are bad over most of the state, and people are, for the most part, staying home. But that's the same case as we had in 2021 when the ice hit and nearly knocked the power grid offline. Governor Greg Abbott says there have been around 7,000 outages reported around the state, but he emphasized most of those are local problems.
Local outages are not a reason to say that there is a problem with the power grid. The power grid is functioning.
And he says there is plenty of electricity. The other problem 2 years ago, natural gas supplies. Gas lines were either exposed to the weather or where there were problems that affected the transmission of natural gas. Texas Railroad Commissioner Christy Craddock says things appear to be running normally.
The gas supply in this state is holding steady across the board. Production is holding steady as well, with limited exceptions and some spots out in West Texas and where there's some ice. And pipeline operators are reporting that pressure is steady and that those lines are packed, so we should have plenty of gas for the state.
And the Department of Public Safety says drivers have either need to stay off the roads or back down on those speeds. DPS Director Steve McCraw says one of the troopers today became a victim.
A trooper, as you can imagine, always getting out, having to check. When you get out of that vehicle, you're at risk. And I believe he's arrived at the hospital now. It took about an hour and a half to get to the hospital, and he's certainly has some serious injuries because a person was driving too fast for the conditions, lost control of the vehicle, and ran into our trooper.
The governor made a particular plea to truck drivers to take it easy. There have been instances in North Texas of trucks getting stuck on slick overpasses and blocking roads. All I could say is take that advice, stay off the roads.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, LP. We really appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.